USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine started distribution Sunday, a second COVID-19 vaccine by Moderna is likely to gain emergency use Thursday. The data that the Food and Drug Administration is reviewing will include Moderna's 30,000-person clinical study of its vaccine. President Trump Monday said Attorney General Bill Barr will be leaving his job just before Christmas. He will be succeeded on an interim basis by Deputy Jeff Rosen. In the tweet, Trump commented, "Just had a very nice meeting with Attorney General Bill Barr at the White House. Our relationship has been a very good one. He has done an outstanding job. As per letter, Bill will be leaving just before Christmas," end quote. The Uber ride-sharing company was fined $59 million on Monday for failing to cooperate with the California Public Utilities Commission on certain sexual assault and harassment claims. The administrative judge last year ordered Uber to answer questions regarding a safety report it released in 2019. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
California wants in on the United States Justice Department's antitrust lawsuit against Google parent Alphabet Incorporated. California Attorney General Javier Becerra filed the motion to join the case in federal court on Friday. Google's anti-competitive behavior has unlawfully maintained the company's monopoly on internet search at the expense of the consumers, the complaint alleges. The Cleveland baseball team will be changing their name this week.
The Cleveland Indians will be changing their nickname. According to a report from the New York Times, the club could announce the change as soon as this week. The franchise has been known as the Indians since 1915, going by the Naps, the Bronchos, and the Blues since their founding in 1901. The change comes more than 2 years after the club began to distance itself from the Chief Wahoo logo that had been labeled insensitive to indigenous peoples. Cleveland becoming the latest sports team to change a nickname that's been the target of accusations of racism. Washington's NFL franchise announced back in January it would drop its former moniker. The change will reportedly go into effect for the 2021 MLB season. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Attorney General Bill Barr is stepping down. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has the details.
President Trump announced Monday that Attorney General William Barr will be leaving the administration, saying on Twitter that Barr's last day with the Department of Justice will be December 23rd. Deputy Attorney General Jeff Rosen will become acting Attorney General after Barr's departure. Former acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker tells Fox News that Barr has performed exemplary service to his country and addressed President Trump's reported frustrations with his Attorney General.
Bill Barr has a career of exemplary public service dating back to the 70s in the CIA and then the Department of Justice. And so I think, you know, Bill Barr was an extraordinary person and has served his country well. Obviously, the president was frustrated at times that he didn't publicly announce certain aspects of investigations, but, you know, that's consistent with DOJ policy at the same time.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan DeRock.
Mr. Barr is the 85th United States Attorney General on the job since 2019, and he previously held the job office from 1991 to 93. With the COVID-19 vaccine starting to make its way across the United States this week, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell on Monday said that the league will not use its influence to jump ahead in line with the Super Bowl less than 2 months away. "We are not planning any of our personnel being vaccinated in advance of the Super Bowl," ESPN quoted Goodell as saying. Goodell spent time Sunday at Tampa, Florida, taking in a Tampa Bay Buccaneers-Minnesota Vikings game at the site of Super Bowl 55, scheduled for February 7th, 2021. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.